All right, Ed Fallon and Charles Goldman with you here, folks. So water quality, I think this is going to become one of the top issues in the 2026 election, certainly here in Iowa, maybe more in Iowa than even anywhere else. But right now with what's happening relevant to water, I think it's going to be a huge political issue. It already is a huge health and environmental issue.
Well, I think it overlaps with another issue, which came up with the cancer survey in Iowa earlier this year,
right?
Showing that Iowa is pretty much the only state in the union where cancer rates are going the wrong way.
Yeah, the only state where they're increasing.
Right, and some may be attributable to the fact that Iowans have a pretty heavy drinking history. Even compared
not to, just water,
not just water, but alcohol. That's correct. That can't account for all of it. And some of the cancers that are becoming more prevalent are not ones usually associated with drinking alcohol.
Well, and one of our problems, and this is one that's hard to, it's not our fault. We have a high level of radon in our soil. And radon.
Well, there are other states that have high levels of radon. Also, I lived in West Virginia, in near western Pennsylvania. That was also an area where coal mines were sitting there, and those are the kind of mines that the radon accumulates in.
But it's stuff in the water, the nitrates, other chemicals.
Well, that's what's interesting, and so I thought it was interesting to see, especially given and people live outside Iowa, what happened this summer was that. The Central Iowa Water, whether they've Central Iowa Water Works.
I just still call them Water Works.
They're Water Works, right. So basically all of the Des Moines plus the suburbs around have coalesced into one water management entity, whereas opposed, previously it was all sort of.
It's like 750,000, 800,000 people, I think.
And this is an area that in some areas is dependent on wells, but in other areas, and the majority of people are dependent on surface water, which is brought into this area by two rivers. And so during the summer, the nitrate level was so high in the water coming down from the northern part of the state as it traversed Des Moines that the waterworks called for people to stop watering their lawns, which is not the worst thing in the world. I mean,
Right. And not because watering your lawn with nitrate in the water is a problem. It might actually be good for your lawn, but because they couldn't remove it.
Well, just like the CO2 in the air is good for the
right. But they couldn't remove the nitrates. We have the most expensive nitrate removal system in the world, and it couldn't keep up with the level needed to render the water safe.
So they didn't want the water that had been treated for nitrate removal to be used for watering your lawn, since you can't separate it out.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep it for, drinking and making water balloons.
But watering lawns isn't, and this is an issue that's relevant nationwide. Watering lawns isn't the only problem we've got with water. Look at the data centers and how much they are eating up, and how many. I mean, Kathy and I drove through a suburb of Des Moines the other day. Data centers everywhere. Every one of them a water hog and an electricity hog.
Well, that's correct, because these data centers are running their servers all the time, they generate a huge amount of heat. And obviously, if these servers are heated, they self-destruct. So you have to cool them down. And air cooling is much less efficient than using water cooling, because water conducts heat much more efficiently than does air.
Here's something that I maybe know the answer to that I don't, and I shouldn't know the answer. What happens once they're done using the water for cooling? Does that get, just rejected back out into the stream? Does it does it evaporate to the point where it has no more functional value?
I think it's just put back into the surface, the surface water.
And is it
which
altered?
Is very similar to what they do with nuclear plants?
Right. Is it altered to some?
No,
some,
I mean, it doesn't pick up radioactivity or anything. But it's
not radioactivity, but
it's heated it's water, which
right.
of course is not good
for the fish,
for the aquatic life, and other things. The newer data centers are trying to become essentially carbon zero as much as possible. I'm not sure about the ones that have been built already here in this area. They're trying to recycle the water to, so they're not using new water and just simply, discharging it. And they're also, certainly you could run a data center with a solar array during the day. The problem is there has to be some, you have to have some kind of battery storage of a large scale.
You really shouldn't be on your cell phone at night anyhow. You should be sleeping.
No, but these, you don't turn the computers off.
Oh.
So, but getting back to the nitrate issue, it's very interesting because the nitrate issue is both personally a problem, not going to say personally, but a problem for the locally for Iowa residents because nitrate is a carcinogen. It gets converted in the body to nitrosamines, and those are carcinogenic. Hmm. And it's been clearly shown that drinking water nitrates are associated, elevated levels are associated with elevated rates of colon cancer specifically. Other studies say also thyroid cancer, bladder cancer, and in a big meta-analysis, the rate of brain tumors, and in particular gliomas, which of course are the worst of the brain tumors. Mm-hmm. And the level of nitrates in the water that the EPA sets as the upper limit is 10 parts per million.
Right. We've talked about that
many people,
show.
Right, many people say it should be 5.
Or I've even heard 3.
And actually over 5, you're starting to see increased risk of cancer.
Right.
At times this summer, the levels here were in the 40s.
Yeah. So who lobbied to get the EPA to put it so high?
No. 10's not that high. That's been the way it's been, even coming into the Trump administration.
I was assuming it goes back before the Trump administration, but it's still higher than what a lot of intelligent science recommends.
Yeah. But I guess it was a compromise between these systems are expensive. You know, and it was a compromise keep it at a level where it isn't highly associated. Yes, the hazard ratio is probably going to be like 1.3 or something like that, which is not, I'm not making light of it, because if you're one of the people who has a colon cancer induced by higher levels of nitrates, it's harm to you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's really when it gets to these double-digit levels that we're seeing. And, of course, the issue is, where are these nitrates coming from? Well, we all know where they're coming from.
Agriculture.
It's runoff from agriculture. Yeah. So what happened was there's a monitoring program in Iowa which has three facets to it. One is to monitor how much is being, ejected into the large, how much nitrates are being ejected into the large rivers and flowing out into the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers, where does it end up?
The Gulf.
And it leads to
Mexico.
Yeah, the Gulf of Mexico. That's correct. And it leads to this huge, like state-sized hypoxic zone in the Gulf, off of the Delta there, which is killing all the aquatic life and killing the fisheries.
So beyond nitrates, I mean, water is an issue again nationwide. I mean, take New Mexico, Arizona, southwestern states. I mean, they're struggling with adequate
water.
Their
issue is different.
There.
Their issue is the quantity.
Sure,
of water.
But as development continues to expand, and as these data centers and other industrial developments continue to demand lots of water usage, there's going to be more and more battles for that limited resource. I mean, I saw that 10 years ago when I walked through New Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question.
A farmer who was complaining about how Santa Fe was taking more and more of the water that he used to have access to grow his crops. You know, I mean, these kind of battles are going to be more and more pronounced. And I see it. I mean, it's going to be regional, area by area, but there are some parts of the country, and certainly here in Iowa, where I think water is going to be a key issue in the election next year. Do you agree?
I think here, yes. I'm not sure about, I don't think the whole country, particularly, east of the Mississippi, is as engaged with that. Yeah, out west, it's always been an issue, and... the federal government's the arbiter of how the most important flow out there, which is the Colorado River, is apportioned between the states and Mexico. It's the same thing up in Canada. I mean, they're using astronomical amounts of water to, create the tar sands oil, right?
Yeah.
They're having to heat all this water to blast the tar sands out of there. And, it's ludicrous because you're absolutely right. As the population continues to grow, water is going to become an issue, which will actually probably lead to warfare.
And it's a huge issue in fracking states. Yeah, Pennsylvania. We saw in Pennsylvania there, I mean, people who are unable to drink the water from their well because it was poisoned through fracking. And they had to truck the water in.
The water table has gotten so low that the fracking chemicals, which tend to accumulate lower in the water table, are now, that's where they're having to drill their wells to drink the
water.
That,
and also you got aquifers like the Ogallala Aquifer in Nebraska that are no longer at their, you know, at a level that we expect them to be sustainable.
Well, so,
I don't see why this doesn't become a huge issue.
Well, so, the other side of this, of course, is that the rainfall patterns in different places have become somewhat, in some places, ameliorate the problems of the amount of water. In other places, they would make it worse because it comes so much at once.
Yeah.
All it does is run off.
Or flood your town.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the thing here is, this is what's most notable about Iowa is most of the money that is now going to go from this monitoring system, which was not just looking at what was happening now, it was looking at what happens if we intervene with various modalities. They monitor that, and they were also monitoring new technologies that they wanted to bring to the farmers, you know, here. And understand that I was responsible for a third of all the nitrates that end up in the hypoxic zone of the Gulf of Mexico.
That is shameful.
It is.
That is
and
shameful.
And it's way more than any of the neighboring agricultural states.
Yeah.
So, of course, the EPA is uninterested under Trump in monitoring this because, you know, it's just like COVID was. Don't test, then the problem goes away.
Yeah, if you don't ask, you don't
know. If you don't ask, then there's no problem.
Yeah, yeah.